بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, today we had the first snow of the season, and I'm sending you two photographs that I took in the night. This is the OnePlus 7 camera in night mode. I think the results are pretty good if you ask me. Now, looks absolutely beautiful, needless to say. White, everything covered in white, in a blanket of white. Of course, one mustn't get carried away by that. It's lethal if you go out there without proper clothing. Then you pay a price for that. What reminds me, this particular scene that I saw, which I photographed, the last time I saw that was 22 years ago when I was here in the same house in Summers, Connecticut. The reason I mention that is because of something which I then read from talking about my last view of this in 1997. I read about a man called Wilson Alwyn Bentley, 1865 to 1931, and he was known as Snowflake Bentley, who spent a lifetime photographing snowflakes and collected thousands of images in a book which is finally published called Snow Crystals. Now, he photographed snowflakes. It's a fascinating story to read how he did that, because he couldn't touch the snowflake with his hand. We're not talking about even a teaspoon of snow. We're talking about a snowflake. Now, if you touch the snowflake with your hand, then just your body temperature is enough to melt it, and that's it. It's gone. So, in order not to do that, Wilson Bentley did two things. Firstly, he was trying to photograph the structure of the snowflake. So, he needed something much more powerful. And we're talking about the 1920s and 1931. He died. So, we're talking about 1920s. Obviously, the technology that he had available to him at that time was nowhere near what would normally be required. So, he was very innovative and ingenious man. So he used a combination of a microscope and a camera. Now, he couldn't touch the snowflake, so he used it. He used to take it on a piece of paper, and then the photographs also, he used to take them outside in the winter, in the snow. And, you know, he used to wrap himself in. So the long and short of it is that Wilson Bentley then eventually died off the cold. I mean, he died, he got pneumonia and he died, having spent his whole life, over 35 years, taking pictures of snowflakes. Now, he says in this book, and I quote, "Under the microscope, I found that snowflakes were miracles of beauty. And it seemed a shame that this beauty should not be seen and appreciated by others. Every crystal was a masterpiece of design, and no one design was ever repeated. When a snowflake melted, that design was forever lost. Just that much beauty was gone without leaving any record behind." And that's what Snowflake Bentley said in 1925. Now, brothers and sisters, I'm thinking to myself that in 22 years since I saw this view the last time, I don't even have the numbers. And if I just say millions, billions, zillions, trillions, it makes no sense whatsoever. But how many snowflakes would have fallen in this patch of land that is in this photograph in these 22 years? And going by Wilson Bentley's statement, every single one of them had a structure which was different from the other. فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. My brother and sister, this is the thing that I keep on reminding myself and you. It is so critically important for us to build a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost, before we do anything. Today we have even religious knowledge, we have reduced it to books and statements and judgments and rulings on matters of fiqh and so on and so forth, and interpretations of the Quran and tafasir and whatnot. All of which is, of course, necessary. I'm not against any of that. But I'm saying that just the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what happens to my heart when I think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What happens to my heart when I see the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I think this is what we have to focus on. Look at the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then focus on your heart and say, what is the change that is happening in my heart? Is any change happening? And if the change is happening, what is the nature of this change? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. Now the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, is by reading His ayat in the Qur'an. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. Allah said, when the ayat of Allah are recited before them and they read them, their iman increases. Verily, these are the people these are the mu'minun. Verily, only they are the mu'minun, only they are the believers whose hearts shiver with the awe and majesty and glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they see the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the name of Allah is mentioned to them, when they remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what happens to us? Is there a movement in my heart? Is there something that happens to my heart when I reflect on the glory and majesty of Allah? I think this is what we need to focus on, this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Before we go in, otherwise you see we have all kinds of arguments about and discussions about, you know, this ruling and that ruling, and the point is that all of that is valid, but when you don't even have a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what is the sense of talking about rulings? So really I think that's the reason why I keep on focusing on nature all the time, because this is the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ardi wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan nahari laayatin li ulil albab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that in the creation of the heavens and the earth and the alternation of the day and the night, there are signs for people of intelligence. Are we people of intelligence? We have to ask ourselves this question, and we must then reflect and make istighfar and make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, oh Allah, make me a person of intelligence who can recognize you, who can revel in your glory and majesty and awe and wonder, and who can therefore connect with you, and as a result of this connection, my dunya and my akhirah both will improve, both will become illuminated. Imagine this thing, snowflake, every single snowflake is different. فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. Why must every snowflake be different? Just think about that. Why? What is the necessity for this? What is the need for this? Except for human beings to see and recognize and glorify and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jalla Jalla. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created things in multiple colors, in multiple shapes, in multiple textures, in multiple locations. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created conditions which by themselves are not just unfit to sustain life, but they're actually harmful to life. Sulfur springs, for example, poisonous. Hot springs at the bottom of the ocean, coming out, waters coming out from there, from these volcanic vents at temperatures of 300 plus degrees Celsius. In that, living organisms exist. In 300 degrees Celsius, living organisms exist. They don't burn, they don't boil, they don't die because of the heat. And what are they feeding on? They're feeding on sulfur dioxide, one of the most poisonous gases in this world. But that is their food. They eat that. That is what sustains them. So, if when we look around us and we see the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mind absolutely blows. And that is what we must do. Blow your mind all the time by looking at the glory and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts to His glory and majesty, and to open our minds to His glory and majesty, and to fill our lives with His glory and majesty, to drive away all forms of darkness, of every form of evil, every form of fear, every form of tension, every form of stress. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our lives only and only with His glory and majesty. It's like looking into the, I do not advise you to do that, but if you looked into a halogen bulb, you would guess it would blind you, the light would blind you, and then if you looked away, you would not see what there was, you would just see that light. If you look in the light for a couple of seconds and you look away, you only see that white light. You do not see whatever it is you're looking at. That's what the light does. The light blinds you to everything else. I ask Allah to make our hearts, our minds and our eyes blind to everything except His glory and majesty. Anywhere we look, may we see the shining glory and majesty of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not what is happening in the world, not whatever is trying to frighten us, not the games that shaitan plays by trying to frighten us with all forms of, all kinds of fearful images, but we see the glory and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jalla jalla. So please see the photographs of this, of what Wilson Bentley has done. See the photographs of the pictures of the snowflakes, and glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and glorify His magnificence. Jazakallah khairan. Subhanakallah wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.